Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
You're welcome back. Homelessness figures released this afternoon show 15,580 people accessed emergency accommodation last month. It's another increase in those figures and another record high. I'm joined now by Donnacho Lida, Sinn Féin spokesperson on Foreign Affairs and Defence and TD for Cork South Central, and also by Seamus McGrath, who's Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central and party spokesperson on housing. Thank you both very much indeed for joining us. Seamus McGrath, as a Fianna Fáil representative and a government representative, is there any way you have of explaining why you haven't managed your government to reverse these figures yet, reverse the trend of them?
Yeah, good evening, Cormac. And look, obviously, when we see these figures increasing, it's disappointing because government is putting huge effort into trying to increase housing supply, reduce homelessness and address the housing challenge that is there. So far in this term of government, which is only a few months into this government, the minister has already brought forward significant initiatives to try and stimulate an activity in housing. He's brought forward measures to increase funding, for example. We're now spending 6.8 billion of public funding in housing, which is a huge amount of public funding. When you look at it across Europe, we're in one of the highest tiers of country in terms of our spend. But that doesn't take away from the fact that there are families in homeless accommodation. There are children in homeless accommodation. We do not want to see that.
No, my question is this. With 6.8 billion euro of funding for housing, that's record spending. What is the explanation for not reversing the trend of another record high in homelessness? Is there any explanation?
Well, we have to bear in mind, Cormac, that this isn't a static figure in the sense that there are a lot of families released from homeless accommodation. There are a lot of families receiving housing offers.
I know, but the trend keeps going up is my point.
Because there are a lot of people obviously presenting for homelessness. It does have to be acknowledged that some local authorities across the country have reduced their homeless figures significantly. So it is working in certain local authorities. But obviously there is a significant problem in Dublin, and over 70% of the homeless figures are emanating from Dublin. So that is where the key challenge is.
Okay, but let me bring in Donnacho Lida here of Sinn Féin. It's never an easy quick fix, and these figures are always in flux. They're not the same people all of the time. What's your response to it, Donnacha?
Well, Seamus said that it's disappointing. In my view, it's absolutely disgraceful. There is no quick fix, you're right, but it's hardly as if we've only been talking about this recently. We've been looking at homeless figures and record homeless figures. It's almost a record every month now. It is, effectively. And it's the disgraceful situation that this is becoming normalised, and it's a stain on our society. Seamus talked, and it's correct, that the highest amount of homeless are in Dublin. But even in our own city that me and Seamus represent, there is a 25% increase in adult homelessness in the last 12 months.
What would you do differently, though, to reverse it?
Well, here, first of all, the thing that needs to stop is government getting rid of crucial protections. They are actually, not only for a while they've been producing policies that have added fuel to the fire, they're now ripping out the fire guard. They're getting rid of tenant in situ, which is a crucial protection. I'm dealing with somebody at the minute who has their notice to quit today and are looking at presenting at homelessness in the next few days. That would have been, if the funding had continued, saved under tenant in situ. They're looking at tearing up rental protections now at a time that we have rents of over 2,000 euros even in Cork, and much higher than that in parts of Dublin. So they're actually removing protections. What we need to do
Let me go back to Seamus on that. You're ripping up protections, Seamus.
No, absolutely. I think, with all due respect, that's irresponsible of Donnacha to be saying that. There are tenants out there listening to this conversation here this evening. The government is looking at the rent pressure zones in the context of the Housing Agency's report. The responsible thing for us to do is look at that, examine it to see how we can refine some of these measures. There is no one ripping up protections here. The government is absolutely determined to maintain strong protections from tenants.
That's gone.
Sorry, no, I'm just referring to the rent pressure zones. You made a wild accusation there, which I have to take issue with.
It's wild at all. This is in response to lobbying from institutional investors.
You said we were tearing up protections, and that is not going to happen. I can assure tenants out there will be no protections torn up by this government. We are looking at it, and in the coming weeks, there will be measures proposed. What we have to do in this country, the ultimate solution to the housing problem, is increasing housing supply.
But that's what you said when you lifted the ban on evictions, and it hasn't happened.
We have to create the environment where there is private investment as well as public investment. The ESRI were before the Housing Committee this week. They confirmed that we were the second highest country in the EU in terms of our public spend on housing. So we are doing a lot.
Sorry, they confirmed the targets wouldn't be met.
What they said was the targets for the coming, targets for this year would be of the order of the mid 30,000, so 34,000-35,000 between the central bank and the ESRI. So that is a
Just to clarify, they didn't say the targets were that. They said the projections for housing completions would be 34,000. The target is much higher.
Yes, yeah, sorry. What they said was they expected the outturn this year to be of the order of the mid-30,000s. Cormac, that has to be recognised. That is a significant uplift.
But that's a failure, Seamus. That is a failure by your own measurement.
So the output for 2024 was of the order of 30,000. If we achieve a 4,000-5,000 increase in that, I think that is a significant increase in housing supply. And obviously the trajectory is to try and increase that year on year throughout the lifetime of this government. But there are no easy answers to this. And part of the solution has to be attracting private finance so that we can get apartment blocks in cities, for example. Because if we want to achieve the high numbers, we have to develop density in terms of apartment blocks that are in cities.
And isn't that a fair point, finally, Donoghue Lida, that you have to make this more viable for investors and developers and so on? That's what Michael O'Flynn, for example, has been telling us on this programme during the week, because viability is a huge problem in terms of supply, is it not?
Well, Michael O'Flynn has been very clear that what the government is doing isn't working, and I think it's very pessimistic about the approach that the government is taking. We do need, of course, we need private investment. It does need public, private, affordable, social. It needs the full mix. But what we don't need is rents. We have some of the highest rents in Europe, and they are rising at a rapid level. We don't need to see that rise any further. Increased rents are not a solution to the housing crisis. What we need to ensure is that the kind of finance that's coming in isn't the kind of finance that's about benefiting at the end when something is built and selling it out to the highest possible rent. It's about ensuring that developments are made, and it's about supporting, and this is a part that's very often missing, it's about supporting the indigenous small and medium builder and developer sector, which we have very clear proposals.
Can I ask you both on another story altogether before we finish? Because RT's Jackie Fox reporting today that almost 2,000 US military aircraft and US civilian flights carrying munitions of war have stopped at Irish airports over the last 3 years, and only 0.1% of flights carrying weapons either through Ireland or over Ireland were refused. Now, Donoghue Lida, you're the Sinn Féin spokesperson on defence, as I say. Would you not allow any of these flights if you were in government?
It's about checks, Cormac. Like, I mean, that's the issue. Like, I mean, like, this is Irish airspace. This is Shannon Airport. It is entirely within the power of the Irish government to ensure that checks happen. They aren't happening at all. You know, the scale here is very significant.
And if you checked and found, would you send them back?
Well, look, I mean, I think, yeah, like, I mean, they wouldn't be permitted, you know, flights that contain, because that's against international law. But what do you, like, flights
is it not
to,
permissible under the Chicago Convention?
Just to clarify, it is for illegal wars and wars that, you know, have issues in terms of international law. And there's a whole body of law in relation to that. But there are circumstances in which they would not be permitted.
Okay, Seamus McGrath.
So, there is, like, I mean, you know, the last Minister for Transport was talking about potentially changing the law. I want Seamus and his government to clarify, are they going to change the law? Are they going to give themselves more powers to ensure that checks do happen?
No, I think we need to be careful here. I mean, the figures released, as I understand, they were permitted flights. Donoghue is referring to checks, but these were figures released from the department, so they are permitted flights. And as we know, it's governed by both the Department of Foreign Affairs in terms of military and state aircraft, and the Department of Transport in terms of civil aircraft. But I think we have to be clear, there are figures that were released. So,
and you're happy with those flights, are you?
These are official. Well, they're permitted ones. They're ones that the department have.
You have no objection. Yeah, I know. But as a TD, you have
no
objection to them, do you?
Like, Seamus, we don't know what's there, like, you know, because they're not being checked. And there are flights that might rightly have been permitted. There's other flights that might not have been permitted. Are you, as a government, now going to move forward?
I listened to the Taoiseach earlier this month in the Dáil on the issue of Shannon. He did say he was taking the matter up with the Department of Transport and the Minister, that they were looking at how they can improve the situation there in terms of monitoring and so on. And that's something I would fully support. That obviously does need to be improved.
Okay, Seamus McGrath, Fianna Fáil, Donoghue Lida of Sinn Féin. Thank you both very much indeed.